السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Our series for this year, inshallah, will focus on the major signs of Qiyamah. So the ulama tell us that when it comes to the signs of Qiyamah, there are three categories. One are those signs that took place a long time ago already. For example, the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of Qiyamah in the greater scheme of things. When you look at it from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam up to the time when Qiyamah will take place. The splitting of the moon by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a sign of Qiyamah. The demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a sign of Qiyamah. So those are the signs that are in the far past. Then we have the present signs of Qiyamah. Example, disrespect to parents. As you get closer to Qiyamah, people will at an increasing level be disrespectful to their parents. So it's an ongoing sign. As you get closer and closer to Qiyamah, it intensifies. And the third category of the signs of Qiyamah are the major signs of Qiyamah. Now that starts with the coming of Imam Mahdi, then Dajjal, thereafter the dissension of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you'll have Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the great fire, the Dabbatul Ard, the sun rising from the west. Those are the signs that will take place right just before Qiyamah. And that's going to be our area of focus. So I'll get right into it. We're going to start with Imam Mahdi. His name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Al-Hasani, he will be from the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's grandson Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Al-Alawi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one narration that even if there was to be one day left for Qiyamah, Allah will prolong that day for the Mahdi to come. And the Mahdi will have the same name as my name, and his father will have the same name as the name of my father, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He will come at a time, the Mahdi will come at a time when there will be great injustice on earth. There will be great strife on earth. There will be chaos on earth. And that's the time when the Mahdi will emerge. In a narration of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The Mahdi is of me," meaning he's from my progeny. He has a high forehead. High forehead meaning that his hair is starting to recede. So his forehead becomes more high. Or a high forehead could also mean that he's got a broad, a wide forehead. He will have a prominent nose, meaning he won't have a flat nose. He'll have a nose that's prominent with a bit of a tip. And the reason the ulama tell us that the Mahdi will be from the lineage of Hassan radiallahu anhu is because Hassan radiallahu anhu was a khalifa after Ali radiallahu anhu. But there was a dispute that broke out between in the ranks of the Muslims. So Hassan radiallahu anhu was ruling over some parts and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was ruling over some parts. Hassan radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had predicted he would do a great service to the ummah. For the sake of unity, for the sake of unity, he gave up the khilafat. He was khalifa for 6 months only, and for the sake of unity, he gave up the khilafat, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then became Amirul Mu'mineen of all of the Muslims. And it became a time of great prosperity because they healed a lot of those divisions and internal frictions. So as a reward for his great act of sacrifice, for him looking at the bigger picture, the ummah over himself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it that the Mahdi will come from his progeny, Hassan radiallahu anhu. And the Mahdi will rule for 7 years, according to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and we'll continue. So like I said, we start off with Imam Mahdi as the first major sign of Qiyamah, then on to Dajjal and Isa alayhi salam, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, and the other major signs which are mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The purpose is for us to increase our knowledge and also for us to prepare ourselves. Because the day you die, your Qiyamah has started. The day you die, your Qiyamah has started. And also, there's a lot of things which are not authentic. A lot of speculation when it comes to Mahdi, Dajjal. And generally people get carried away with that. You know, when the Mahdi will come? Has the Mahdi come already? So we also, by going through that which is authentic, we can clear out that which is not very authentic. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshaAllah.